Hello and welcome back to the Magic Kathy Show. I'm excited because it's been a while that I've actually had a guest on the podcast, but today is a very important day after Mars, Neptune were conjunct and we needed to surrender our ego actions to spirit. And the weekend was fucking rough for so many of us. I've literally shared that on Instagram and, you know, I have my own special unicorn that always helps to center me and bring me back to clarity. And yeah, it's on both sides, actually. And that's why I introduced or wanted to invite this lady, Lisa, which Lisa, the spiritual medium. We are doing these full and new moon circles together. And some of you already were with us for the last few times. And we wanted to just come on here and also share, you know, what's happening behind the scenes, because I think that's really important for a lot of us to realize, you know, we are not alone in our struggles, in our downfalls, in our waves, and in navigating them. We think we have to do that, right? But really, we are here on this crazy wild rock flying in space to support each other. And that's also the whole intention of us having these circles that are literally free, because we want to bring community together and also see how important it is to reconnect and to come together. So long story short, I am here today with Lisa. We will talk about how we navigate these. It's not even a dark night of the soul. It's a dark night of the ego. What we do, you know, how we connect to spirit and what we do behind the scenes to prepare ourselves and to bring our energy back to balance, but really back to our original whole state where we don't feel confused. We don't feel, you know, like shit hits the fan, and where we get out of the downward spiral that sometimes we can end up in when we process everything in our head. So if you're excited for that, and if you have been having some weird wavy moments, then just join us in the conversation with our spirit team, hopefully, and also just, yeah, whatever unfolds. I have been talking a million miles an hour, so now I'm gonna let Lisa use her throat chakra, because that's, you know, something that we need to exercise here. So hello, Lisa.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to share my voice. So thank you so much. I absolutely love our connection. And I just want to start with that, really, because we never really know what the universe has in store for us when we meet people, because we met probably 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was the infamous 2020. It must have been 2020.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. 2019 or 2020 for sure. Yes. And, you know, back then I would have never thought, right, we would still be like that connected, right? Because yeah, we just, you know, we connected over a practice reading that I offered. And from that, you know, we really just stayed in touch, and we discovered that we have a lot more in common. And here goes my voice again.
Yeah.
I can feel it scratching. We have a lot more in common, right? With fears and with really, you know, yes, hiding and stepping into our.
I'll do that really quick. Not interrupting. Mm-hmm. Here, but the hiding patterns, you know, it's a very scorpionic theme. And just to let everyone know, Lisa has a shitload of Scorpio in her chart. I don't, if you know it by heart, you can let everyone in a second. And I obviously have a 8th house stellium, so a Scorpio stellium. So we both have this, like, okay, we push each other out of this. We want to just hide. We want to just hide. We want to just not show our face and not show our darkness and not show all of that and only show up. We have also some Virgo shit going on here when it's perfectly lined up and perfectly prepared and, you know, no one can, you know, judge us, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, for me, it's always waiting for the perfect time, right? So I have to prepare, you know, and analyze everything, and I have to get everything ready before I do anything, which is really exhausting. And then the truth is, it's, you know, leading me into that hiding mode that you just spoke about.
And it's funny because even again, how this podcast now came about, we had a weekly, you know, we always say we want to meet for meditation and never end up meditating. But I mean, meditation can take many forms. It's basically us always contemplating what we go through and helping each other's field. And I was just this, I had this, I don't know, insight. Like I just felt like Lisa needs to be on the podcast. We need to speak about everything that we speak about here. And obviously that's pushing her out of her comfort zone. And then we ended up like trying to figure out and plan the perfect day and plan the perfect time. And it was so hard. And I'm like, why is it so hard? Like, to, you know, schedule, right? And we ended up after probably 10 minutes of trying to squeeze it in somewhere as if we are so busy, right? We ended up scheduling for, I think it was tomorrow or something. And then after I was done doing my, you know, human stuff, like taking care of the cats, eating and like doing things, I'm like, actually, I woke up early. I already am ahead of schedule. I'm also waiting for a delivery guy. So I'm not doing anything necessarily. I could read a book or stuff and enjoy the view. Yes. But why not just do it now? And it's funny because even, you know, when we plan our meditations, it's so much about to plan, but then someone is like, hey, can you do now? Or, you know, and again, we are basically already tapped into what's happening in the future. I talked about it before. Process of planning is over. Like, let's just be in the moment. Like, why do that's like, it's always what you said, you know, the mind is interfering. And I had this feeling of, okay, if we're going to postpone this, Lisa is going to chicken out, something will come up. Why not just do it fucking now, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I'm so happy you did that. And, you know, it was the universe, you know, giving us the confirmations right away as well, too. Because when you sent me the text, it was 11:08, you know, in my time zone, which is my birthday, November 8th.
Yeah.
Right. So there's like no, I had to commit, you know, it's like, that's a sign. That felt really, really good. And yes, and just, you know, being in your space, it feels really safe for me to talk as well.
Yeah.
Even though I know, you know, other people are listening. But I'm just gonna go with that and see where it goes, right? Because everybody can relate to, you know, being in hiding mode. I know we're not the only ones out there. I know we're not the only ones who like, for me especially, I know you don't have like the thing with speaking, because I know you're a projector, you love to speak, right? And you don't have that. I feel for you it's not as bad. Like for me, like there's so much anxiety.
Can I speak to that? Because that's like,
absolutely,
that's also why I like to you to like to come and like for us to open a conversation about that. It's an assumption, you know. People think I'm born being on social media and loving, and yes, I am a Leo. Yeah, of course, I like center stage, but I have Chiron conjunct my sun in the eighth house in Leo. So I'm always self-conscious. I'm always self-conscious. I'm not so much about anymore about speaking, but that when I started social media, when I started my podcast, oh my fucking God, was my Virgo and Jupiter, Venus in like, taking over, preparing notes and doing all kinds of, and until I realized, what's the point of me wasting time preparing when I never use what I prepare, you know? And get over, again, I really always had pep talks with myself where I'm like, get over your fucking self. It's not about you. That's also why I say that so many times to my clients, to even here on the podcast, get over your fucking self. Like literally Leo, Aquarius, polarity. Get over yourself and think about the message and not how it looks, or if you make a spelling mistake, or, you know, I never edit my podcast anymore, but like, it's human to sometimes, you know, misspell a word, or it's not my first language. So what the fuck? And if someone for that reason doesn't listen to my podcast anymore, well, it's their loss. But obviously that's not something, like, that's not a confidence that I started with. Clearly not. Definitely not, especially because at the time I started my podcast, I had a double Virgo boyfriend on top of that and was born with double Virgo parents. I mean, two Virgo parents and one of them having like the biggest Virgo stellium I've ever seen in my life. Bless him, you know, because it's not easy. So, I mean, And on top of that, you know, with all of these Virgo placements and influences, you know how hard we are on ourselves more than anything, yes. right? And so it's practice, and it's this constant practice of pushing that voice in your head aside that wants to stop you, that wants to tell you that you're not ready, that something needs to be different, that is self-critical, all of these things. But again, it's practice of years. So definitely I'm not born this way, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's really inspiring. And that's actually what we spoke about earlier too, right? So what do we, how do we get out of that, you know, out of that clusterfuck zone from our mind, right? How do we get out of that? It's a practice, right? So we have to not give up on ourselves and keep going and keep, you know, keep getting comfortable in the uncomfortableness. Right, which is a new space that we step into, like me for speaking, and we just have to take it step by step and not be hard on ourselves and give us pep talks. Yes, I love that.
And really shifting, like what helped me the most, shifting the focus towards, I want to say, and of course, in the beginning, it's so hard because you don't really have a lot of people giving you feedback, maybe, and then, you know, the head can be even louder. But the tiniest feedback that you get, I mean, even up till this day, I say it in every podcast, I say it on, you know, every time someone shares a post, I'm like, I'm thanking them because it's still medicine for me. It's still my, okay, I need to, like, whenever doubts kick in or I want to hide, I have to look at, I have a folder, you know, with feedback, or, you know, I shift my focus towards, okay, there's someone, even if it's one person, you know, telling me, you just made my day. Like, okay, if I would have fucking be so egotistical and not showed up because I'm so insecure, this person would have still had a rough day. So it's my responsibility to share the medicine. And it's not to stroke my ego. It's actually because, you know, someone needs to hear this as well. I'm not going through this alone. Every time we hide and we literally don't share, it's like, you know, we see someone bleeding on the sideline and we don't help, you know?
Yes.
And why? Because we are afraid to be infected or what? Or we have some other important task to do, or we feel like we have to have a first aid course before we can go there. Like, it's, well, come on.
Right. And that's also, that would also be very Virgo-like, right? To be there for others of service.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. That's the highest expression of. You know, that's why we have these placements, not to curse us. There's also a side to it that, you know, you can use and like tap into and say, okay, wait a second, you are Virgo rising, Lisa. So I'm here to serve. Yeah. I'm here to serve. I'm here to learn how to serve. But by nature, I want to serve. I want to speak. And you, because it's ruled by Mercury, right? So my voice is also a way of healing for people. So I need to share it. You know, I need to speak. I need to be out there. I need to show. Actually, literally, as a Virgo rising, the world, the serving that I can offer.
Yes, exactly. And
because you are Scorpio, yes, that's not easy because you talk about death people and, you know, the other realms. And yes, of course, there's this, like, for people sometimes it's gosh, what she's, but they don't have, you know, they won't need the medicine from you. They're not ready for that kind of medicine anyway. So that's not the target audience. So we don't have to focus on the people that don't get us or look at us like we are cuckoo, or in my case, like aliens. Like literally the other day, someone commented on Instagram that I look like an alien. But you know, for my entire life, again, Chiron conjunct my sun, I've always been criticized for the way my body looks, the way my face looks, which is, again, another thing I'm saying, I'm not born confident on camera. But I gave, like, right now, I give a shit about how I look or, you know, anymore. It's about my message. So that's a side note. But again, someone commented literally that I look like an alien, but actually a very beautiful alien. So if all aliens would look like that, you know, the world, then people would have not this misconception. And, you know, I realized my like how I felt about that. It was this moment of, in the past, it would have fucking triggered me. But all I said was that an epic compliment, because my wish is too that, you know, if I'm a beautiful alien, then we can all have more, you know, befriend aliens and open contact and all of these things. So that's also something I want to say to everyone. if you put yourself out there, you will, and also for you, to you, Lisa, someone will always find something.
Yeah.
There's no amount of preparation, of curating what you say or whatever it is, someone will always find something. That's also very Virgo, you know, the tiniest detail that they don't like. So there's literally no point, well, like there's no way you can avoid that, which is also why this whole illusion that the mind tells you, I can prepare for it to be perfect, is like that, an illusion. It's someone will find something.
Yeah. And it's amazing that comment did not trigger you anymore. That kind of validates, right, your own healing journey, and that you don't fall into that spiral anymore, into those thought patterns, right? It doesn't do anything with you anymore, which is great. I wished it was like something that we could do to experience that instantly, right? How to not get triggered anymore. Because when we are get triggered by other people, like afraid of judgment, they say something and we get like emotional or whatever or mad about it, we still have an issue with that, right? So like we respond to it. But if you don't respond to it anymore, doesn't have power over you anymore. So what do you have any tips to navigate through that when you're still in that triggering mode?
I mean, I always say, you know, back to the basics, the universe is your mirror, your hologram, or the whole world is a hologram. So I now always step back and ask myself, what in my vibration causes this right now to pop up in my hologram? That's my greatest medicine, because if I'm triggered, that means I'm activated. There's still healing for me to do. If it pops up and I realize I'm not triggered anymore, then it was a test and I'm like, okay, great. So the likelihood for more comments like that to pop up under that post, which literally I have evidence for it now, is zero. Like the amount of comments that I had from people being like, this is amazing, whatever, have far exceeded that comment. And interestingly enough, after I had that realization of, you know, it doesn't trigger me anymore, I saw later that people were literally commenting underneath, this is an amazing soul that has been showing up for years. Who are you? How dare you comment? Like, it's not even relevant how she looks here. It's about the message and all of these things. Literally what my inner state now is. It's not about, you know, how it looks. It's about the message. I'm like, well, you literally reflect my vibe right there. So that's also evidence for everyone that, you know, it's just your inner state that is always reflected back to you. And instead of hating it or arguing with it, take responsibility for it and thank it literally for popping up and be like, okay, great, there's still some clearing that I need to do so I can erase that out of my field. And if I do that, actually it won't happen anymore. I can assure that to everyone. So don't get discouraged by the hurdles. Use that Virgo energy and be like, okay, another thing, another shit that I need to clear. You know, Virgo loves to clear and purify the field. So I know in the moment when we are triggered and emotions are heightened, it's not so easy to see it in that way. Go listen to this episode then. That's my advice.
Yeah.
What would you
recommend? That is, well, that's great. That's great advice. I always, you know, wonder, and we've talked about that too, you know, previously on, you know, how to fix it when we're in this, the state of anxiety and, you know, not actually sure how to get out of the mental cluster that's going on when we're like going down a spiral.
I mean,
so what
what helps me the most, obviously, you know that, because you are literally, you know, the person that has to clear it, speaking to like allies, like literally get the vibe right, you know, like I speak to you. Yeah. But I know I have a few private clients that where I literally say, and one of them is a Scorpio moon, I always say to her, you know, come on, like, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. And in the first few months together, she never did. And ever since she shifted that, and in the heightened emotional state, she texts me and I'm there, and I literally course correct her vibe. She's like, it's so helpful. I'm like, yes, because it gets you out of the head, you know?
Yes.
You gotta,
yes,
and
absolutely.
That's why I'm a self-projector. The only thing that helps me is to speak, to get out of my head.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it's also, you know, when that happens, when we speak about it, okay, like when we call out the fear, or when we call out whatever is going on that is bothering us, we kind of diffuse whatever it is, because we can enter the state of we're like kind of more objective to it.
Yeah,
they're kind of separating us from it. And I feel that that's something that is really, really helpful for me personally. When I just call it out, when I say, I'm afraid to be judged. And then it's like, you know, I just let it ripple down my system. And it does help me to move on with it or get on with it.
Yeah. It's interesting even that we speak about it today, because we are still in Jinki 24, which is my SQ. So it's like my, you know, social, like, whatever. You don't need to know the details what it is in my chart, but I have it dominant, and I felt that energy all throughout the weekend ever since we moved in it. And the shadow of it is addiction, right? Mm-hmm. And I have been contemplating on addiction a lot. I mean, eating disorder is an addiction. You can have addiction to alcohol, to any form of escapism, but yeah. The greatest addiction that everyone, no matter what, is facing and having to face is to keep listening to the head and to the thoughts, even though we have clear evidence that it doesn't serve us. We still keep doing that. Yeah. And that's the same pattern with any addiction. We know it doesn't help us, right? Or like it doesn't serve us.
Yeah.
Still do it. And we don't know why we do it. We can literally observe it and be like, why do I keep following that, even though it's destructive, right? Because at some point we created it as a coping mechanism, right? We started following whatever the mind suggests because it kept us safe in the past, right? Because it told us, well, but the last time you did that, mommy and daddy were happy and they loved you. So you might as well just follow me, right? You might as well just not show up. You might as well prepare better. You might as well, whatever the head has to say, you know, and this chatterbox is with us all day, and we are so addicted to listen to it, right? And moving actually on in that journey of the 24, it's the next step is invention, right? And so invention is when we interrupt the pattern, or we find something to interrupt the pattern. That's what we have been contemplating all day. Like, how can we get out of this spiral? How can we get out of this addictive behavior, because it doesn't serve us? And what happens in the highest state, like after the invention, which is very interesting, it's universal law. It's not universal law, sorry. It's the city is silence, the highest ecstasy. So when we literally find something, we invent something to get us out of this addictive pattern, we get to the state that we always wanted with the pattern, which is silence. So no judgment from the outside, no judgment from the inside. The mind is fucking finally stopping. And that's the greatest addiction. When we come to that state where the mind is not bothering us anymore with suggestions what we could do or should do, that's ecstasy, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Just imagine, you know, a still mind who doesn't judge you, where you can just be, where you can just exist.
Yeah.
Where you.
Silence of not having the triggers, you know? Or not having, again, the mind not trying to interrupt you when you want to share and show up online. The bully not coming and like, well, you should do that more, this more, or whatever, you're not ready. Just imagine there would be silence, and that wouldn't happen anymore.
Yeah. That would be very nice. Very, very nice. And as soon as you say that, okay, I can hear my mind, okay? That is too funny, actually, because what's popping up in my mind and my ego now is like, yeah, but what are you going to do then? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with that? It's almost like, you know, having this little commenter in your head, like, you're nothing without me, Right? You need something. You need to listen to the chatter, because without, you're nothing. But the nothingness is the stillness, which is actually the thing that sets us free.
And it's actually then you have all the freedom to do whatever you want in the moment, right?
Yeah.
That's again bringing us back. Yeah. Yeah, there is no planning because the mind is actually afraid. Mm-hmm. It's nothing without you giving that power, right? Without yeah. the mind telling you need to plan. Well, no, I'm doing whatever I feel inspired to do. Like, what do you mean? Like, when I have peace, then I see what I want to do. You know, yeah, I might create exactly. this. I might create this. I might do nothing. I might chill my life. You know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think the really hard part to the really big thing that stands in the way of this beautiful state is really the life that we have here on this planet, right? All the hustle and bustle, all the expectations, you know, that we have, but that we think we have to fulfill, you know, from our parents, from society, you know, to work and live in a system that is actually designed to, you know, bring us further away from us, bring us away from peace. Even though everybody's wish is just to have, just to be peaceful and be happy, right? That's what everybody wants. Everybody.
And it's interesting, you know, that you even say that. I mean, I'm not, you know, bless every Virgo that listens. I'm not personally attacking Virgo energy or placements right here. Again, Lisa and I have them dominant in our chart too. But one thing that you said to me that really was medicine to my soul was when you said, you know, you had two Virgo parents and God, no one really knows how hard that must be. It's never going to be enough, no matter what you do. And then I realized how I had these internal Virgo parents playing out in my life in many different areas. And that's also, again, that addictive thing with the mind. It's never going to be enough for the mind. It doesn't matter. Like, even, you know, if you have a lot of work to do and you need to prepare a lot, it's still not going to be enough. If you don't have any work, the mind won't be happy because, oh my gosh, you should do something. You should be productive, right? So it's never going to be an end to that fucking something is wrong, right? And mm-hmm. as you said, it always distracts us from the peace that we could have in the present moment. From even being present with people, from even doing the service work that we are meant to do and share our gifts. It's never going to be enough. No matter. And if you realize that, that's also why I brought it up, you know, no amount of preparation for anything will ever be enough. You know, again, addiction, no matter how much alcohol you drink, you still need more. You still need more. Or in my case, you know, no matter how much food you eliminate at some point, it's still... there's still more to erase, you know? There's still more restriction. Yeah. Still need to move. Like, it's never going to end until you say, no. I'm not going to listen anymore. I'm going to create silence here. It's enough. I am enough, yeah. You know?
Yes, yes. And it's about, you know, also believing in yourself that you have the power to actually change that. You know, if we speak about addiction, you know, I had a habit a few decades ago, okay, and I was smoking a lot of pot, okay, but one day, okay, I was like, okay, I don't want to continue like this anymore. So what did I do? I took all the pot and I flushed it down the toilet, just like that.
Full turkey.
To the disbelief of a lot of other people that were around me, but okay, I stood my ground and I drew the line. And I think we have to approach our mind kind of in the same way, you know, that we say, this is enough. I'm not going to listen to that toxicity that I tell myself with my mind and my thoughts. You know, we have to recognize that it's enough. So we have to shift our focus. We have to shift our focus on what makes us happy and what gives us peace and what is healthy for us and nurturing. So we can express.
And I want to say to everyone who listens, there's a huge likelihood, you know, that you've been navigating COVID and the whole narrative around that different than other people in your life. And that's already evidence that you are able to stand against a certain narrative. And so if you have that skill in you, right, where you feel like this resonates with me, this doesn't resonate with me, or my lovely favorite mantra, not in my reality, then you must have that ability also in other areas, or you just apply it to another area that bothers you, right, that disturbs your peace. Just as I was like, if I fixate on that entire narrative and let it like dictate, you know, where I can move on this planet, and if I have to have a certain like fluid and stuff like that, not in my reality. If I would have agreed to that, it might have would have been my reality. Again, it's going back to the mirror and the hologram, all of that. So if we have that skill, and that's also where I was sitting with myself and my patterns and my addictions right there. I'm like, if I have that skill in other areas in my life, I must be able to apply it to this one too. So Lisa, even in your case, if you have been able to cold turkey, not listen to that urge anymore to smoke pot, you can fucking use your throat chakra now.
Yes, I can. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, remember when you did astrology reading for me?
Yes.
And it was the first time ever I experienced astrology reading. I've never had one before. And what was mind-blowing to me, because I never heard it before, is that you say, "Ah, so you must be very, very hard on yourself. I see, you know, you have a Virgo rising." Okay.
Yeah.
But, and then you explain to me with the highest expression and lowest expression. Okay. And, I know from my kid. Okay. My kid is, it's going to be 22 years this year in summer. Okay. And she told me, okay, that it's never, I'm never good enough, whatever I'm doing. Okay. I could, you know, so I know both sides. Okay. So, but, what I did is, you know, dial back and see, okay, what the consequences of those behaviors are. And we must not be afraid to face that, okay? Because if we would continue, okay, and just ignore, okay, our bad habits and lowest expressions, okay, and pretend it wasn't there, because that is there to teach us something and to grow us into our highest expression as well. Okay, that's what I wanted to say with that. Is that,
Do you want
to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say something too. Thank you for sharing that even with your kid, because it's reassurance to also show what's on the other side of people that always criticize you, where you feel like you are never good enough. You know, in your kid's idea, it's never good enough for whatever. But where does it come from actually? It's because you are living in that same vibration towards yourself. You yourself are in that vibration of I'm never good enough. And so you carried it on to your child. Obviously not consciously. And again, it's just a vibration that could live in the lineage or that lives in the lineage. And even that, you know, when we spoke about my parents, now I have so much compassion for them. And no matter what pops up, I'm like, I know, but deep inside of them, they experience the same thing. For them, it's not easy to wake up every single day and feel like it's not good enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. So they are not to blame. That's what I say, because I know a lot of us are going through family stuff too, and triggers and all of that. And we are the pattern interrupts here. And the parents are just stepping stone to preparation, you know. So for your child, she chose you because she needs to go through that same experience as well. You know, she needs to claim for herself that she is enough. That's why she manifested a mother where she had the feeling, I'm not enough, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it goes back, you know, with the relationship to my mom. You know, I think there's a lot of stuff, you know, where she felt she wasn't good enough. Right. And it comes from her parents. You know, I notice it comes back a long, 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 long way. A long way. And I just want to say that, you know, to everybody, you know, who recognizes those patterns, okay, the good, the bad, and the ugly, okay, to be really to give yourself a pat on the back, okay, for standing up for yourself, okay, for loving yourself, seeing the pattern, and being brave enough to share your story, okay, and to just stand in your highest expression and in your light and in your truth.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, it's that good old story. I mean, at the end of the day, what is this entire life all about? It's about reminding each other of our worth and discovering self-worth and self-love for ourselves through the contrast of it. That's the whole thing about, you know, Taurus, why we come here into this world and how the quality of our life is really determined. It's about our experience of self-worth, worthiness. And we all don't feel worthy enough, right?
No. I have my Chiron in Taurus in the ninth house. So it goes very deep for me.
But that's also the point where, again, if you know that about your placement, you can realize, well, mm-hmm. I'm always going to feel like my teachings are not good enough. So I don't have to wait until I'm going to feel like they will be good enough, because I will never feel that maybe in my life. That's the whole Chiron story. I'm never going to heal from this, you know, but I might as well just accept that and still show up. You know, Chiron was never able to heal himself fully. Yeah, but at some point he shared his healing journey, you know. So maybe at some point you will, you know, help other people share their voice too and express themselves in their truth, you know, because it's hard for you. Same thing with me and my, you know, Chiron son. I will always feel like my body has to be different, or I have to look different, and it's never going to be enough. And I'm like, you know, actually, that's not even my value to be just like labeled by my looks. So,
exactly. Isn't that interesting? And I'm a 3-5 profile, which is, you know, a lifelong learner and also teacher, you know, showing what worked for me, what didn't work for me.
Trial and error, you know, and that's another thing.
Exactly.
You can't plan, Lisa. It's I'm trying it out. Like, there's no fixated plan on how and what and.
Yeah, exactly. We just have to do it. We just have to do it. So I'm so grateful you invited me today, you know, to share my voice and connect in a broader spectrum here, so other people can tune in and listen to this. I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, it'll reach some people and they can go feel validated and seen through our conversation here.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's important. And, you know, I'm always, that's the Leo part in me too. I always want to bring people in their light and like literally push them on stage, because I had to push myself on stage. But because of that, I want you to also talk about actually your gift. Like, what is it that you do? I said, like, Lisa, the spiritual medium, obviously. Okay. And, you know, we talked about practice readings, but we didn't really say even what your talents are, what your gifts are, what you're passionate about.
Yeah, so I'm passionate about the energetic realm. So everything that's unseen, very Scorpio-like, right? So everything that is unseen, it's absolutely fascinating to me to connect to people, not just, you know, looking at my client or looking at people. I love to feel the energy, okay? And it's so interesting when you get to talk to people, okay? They will tell you something, but you can feel, I feel what they actually mean with that, okay? So when people work with me, okay, I feel into their hearts, and I can connect on a soul-to-soul level, okay? I also work a lot with higher self and spirit guides. Okay. Now, everybody has a spirit guide, or some people call it guardian angels. Okay. Whatever fits best for you. Okay. Because some people can't do with angels, other people can't do with spirit guides. Okay. But at the end of the day, it's your your spiritual guidance that you have from the unseen realm that everybody has, okay? And all of us, everybody here, okay, is a spirit with a human body, okay? So we all have the spirit within here, okay? We're all connected, etherically, energetically, we are, okay? Just like trees are all connected with the roots, you don't see the roots, okay? They're all underground, all hidden, but they're all connected. They all communicate with each other. And so are we human, okay? We don't see our connection physically, but energetically, we are connected. We all come from the same source, so to speak. So in my readings, I connect, I tap into your energy. And in your energy, there, a lot of things are saved. Everything actually from our entire life is saved in our energy, in our auric field, from our childhood, from everything. Everything, basically. But that doesn't mean when I connect to you that I can see everything or feel everything. Okay, what's going on? I will only feel and intuitively know, okay, what's applicable right now to you, okay? So what do I need to reflect to you where you can feel empowered again, where you can feel hope again, where you can restore faith in yourself again, okay? Those are the only things that I'm reading, okay, for you in that moment. And what I also do as a spiritual medium is I connect to your loved ones in spirit that have passed. Because when we go on the other side, when our time here is up in the physical, okay, our essence, okay, our energy is still tangible, is still available on the other side, because it's like a new chapter for us, okay? So we continue our journey in the spirit realm. We really do. And that's why I, as a medium, can connect, okay, with other people that have passed, okay? So if you would book a reading with me to connect with your grandma, okay, I would invite your grandma in, okay? And your grandma would tell me things about her, so you would know that it's really your grandma. So this is really important, okay? That there's someone, and I don't like using that word, but because of the lack of, I'm going to use it. It's evidence-based, okay?
Validation, kind of.
Yes, it's like a validation that your loved one is really, really here. And then, you know, your loved one would just tell me what they want to tell you, okay? And if everything goes well, you know, I absolutely love when people can actually feel their loved ones, when you can feel the presence, okay, of your loved one coming through. It's so wholesome, and it's always in love. They always come in love. So if you would have, for example, a really shitty relationship with your dad, okay, like for me, example, I didn't have the best relationship with my father, okay, but when he comes through in readings, it's always in love, and he tells me how proud he is, okay, and what he's been doing on his journey also comes up. Sometimes loved ones will share what they're doing now, okay? It's super interesting to hear what they're up to, you know? I mean, obviously they don't go play golf anymore, okay, or whatever, but they do other things, you know? They go on a healing journey. They can experience things now that they were not able to with a physical body. So it's really cool to experience that. And I'm obsessed with cards. I love cards. I love working with cards. Yes. So that is what I do.
I love it. Thank you so much. And I mean, I can see that, you know, you're the one that really reconnected me with my grandma. And then ever since, she has been all over with me, like in all different places. And it's so interesting because, you know, it's very, like, the way I'm connected to her now is very different to when she was alive, but in a way much closer and much more free, because her human is not in the way anymore. So I love that. And it's very much, I mean, everything that you were describing is very much this Scorpio reading between the lines, like reading energy and not necessarily what's present. So I mean, you're definitely doing the right thing, you know. I love it. And obviously, everyone who has experienced us in our circles knows that too, you know. When Lisa is in the mode, then it's going on. You lead our meditations in our circles. Next one is next week, by the way, for the new moon in Taurus. If you want to join, again, it's free. First come, first serve, because we have limited spots. But it's always a beautiful meditation, obviously me tapping into the energies of what's going on, a sharing circle so everyone can use their throat chakra, right? And just share what they've been navigating. And it's a very clearing, healing, freeing space and a safe space more than anything.
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny, I always try to plan, right, a meditation or something, but I always end up doing something else. Always.
That's, you know, the mantra for this whole podcast. Like, what's the point in planning? It's a waste of time, you know, distraction. Go, you know, have some fun today instead of plan.
Yes, exactly. That's what we'll do.
All right, Lisa. Any last words or things that you would like to share with the audience?
No, I think I said everything I needed to say. I just want to, you know, express my gratitude, you know, for you giving me the space here, you know, the safe space for me to share my voice, because it's been really, really hard for me to do. Really, really hard. So I'm just getting a little bit emotional here. Okay. I'm just really, really grateful, you know, that you give me the opportunity to do that, a holding space. You know, and I just, what I do want to say to all the listeners here, okay, it is important, you know, the people you have around you, okay, surround yourself with people who celebrate you, okay,
and you know, he literally pushed you out of the comfort zone, and I like, trust me, I see that you can do it, and it won't be scary. I'm gonna be with there, you know, we're gonna jump together, you know, you're not gonna be alone. And I mean, I can ask you, like, was it that horrible and scary and like nerve-wracking now? Or did it just feel really normal?
No. It felt really normal, and it felt really great, actually, to just speak.
Yeah. Not a big deal, actually. You know?
No, it's not.
I mean, it is. You know, we can, like, I invite you to celebrate after this, obviously. And for everyone who jumped out of the comfort, like, celebrate yourself for it and be like, look, it feels fucking incredible, you know?
Yes.
Your mind has evidence too and can shut up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, we'll go celebrate now for sure. So thank you so much and cheers.
Cheers to that. And yeah, as I said before, you know, for everyone, we wanted to share a little behind the scenes that we all navigate these insecurities, but it's important to not do it alone, because again, going back to the theme of addiction, addictions feed in isolation, right? And it's just so important that for that reason, we do the opposite. We share our struggles. You know, we say like, hey, come on, like my mind is driving me crazy again. Can you help me out here? Like I need someone to fucking get the weed out of my head. I mean, in your case, that was definitely, it's a deeper analogy. You know, get the weed out of my head. I mean, It's true, you know, we can't engage with that anymore. And the best way is to use your throat chakra. I've said that before. And I hope to see you all, and we hope to see you all next week live. And if you know someone who struggles, or, you know, you had some takeaways from this episode, as we said before, it means a lot to me. Reach out to Lisa, give her feedback, you know, to me, give me feedback. I mean, seriously, it's the greatest way to give something back without it, it doesn't cost you anything other than a few, you know, moments in your life. But you spent already, if you listened until this end, some moments with us. So you might as well just continue a few more seconds. And that's, you know, feeding our soul too, just as much as we hope that this episode fed your soul and starved your ego and your head. So, yeah, share it. Scream it on the rooftop, you know, sprinkle the frequency all around the globe so more people stop hiding, right? And get out there. And as I always like to say at the end of every episode, step in their magic.
Thank you.